This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff One Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. And so today, unfortunately, we have to talk about abortion and the recent overturning of Roe v. Wade. It's not unfortunate to talk about abortion, but it's unfortunate that we have to talk about it because of this.
Right.
And so today's date is June 30th, 2022. Oof. It really, I mean, it's been a real week and a real couple of years.
Right.
And also thanks, shout out to Christina, who puts up with us being like, look, I'm sorry we're doing this last minute, but we gotta talk about this.
It's not, we can't. Not talk about this. And Christina has been an amazing producer throughout, with all the ups and downs, with all the bad that we've had to talk to and endure our feelings so often without complaint. So thank you.
Yes.
You're a real one, for sure.
Yeah.
Yes. And as of June 24th, I'm sure everyone knows and is no surprise, we knew it was coming, the Supreme Court decided to overturn Roe versus Wade. And there's a lot of conversation that we have got to have, we will continue to have. And if you're upset that we're continuing to talk about it, if you're upset that you have figured out just now, this last year, that we are pro-choice in every way, and we think that women have a right to their body and the autonomy of their body, then you should have stopped listening to us 2 years ago, to be honest. Because if you're surprised by this, sorry, I have noticed, Annie, I know we're not supposed to look, and I'm not reading them, but okay. I've noticed that our reviews have gone down a little bit because we've been very loud as of late. We've been loud from the beginning, from all the elections since 2016. It's not been surprising. The hosts before us have been very loud and adamant. So for those who continue to be shocked that this is what we do,
yeah.
So sad, bye. That's how I feel about it right now. Mm-hmm. There is a lot of conversation about next steps, what to do. We all got inundated with all of the political fundraising, which made me want to throw my phone up against the wall.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a whole different conversation, and we'll come back to it because I want to come back to it. We are in mourning for the rights of a whole population that for 50 years have been trying to push full equality and still have yet to reach there, just a little bit. Again, we are not surprised by the decision. We had our episode recently specifically about the leaked argument by Judge Alito, which is still absurd, and I'm still confused, because also we know that several other recent decisions have overturned many things that are completely shocking, that are constitutional. So I'm still confused about that, including separation of church and state.
Yeah.
I'm a little confused because that's actually written in the original Constitution. So if we're going to actually talk about the Constitution, why aren't we keeping to that?
Yeah. Yep. It's infuriating. Yeah, I think, so this is a, we're kind of going to go through our own feelings and reactions to it. We're definitely going to be talking about it in the future, because right now there's a lot of things that are uncertain. But we did know it was coming, and I felt like that was when I found out that day. It was one of those things where I'm like, I knew this was going to happen, and it hurt anyway. Mm-hmm. It hurt anyway. And I had people coming in to town to stay with me that day. And we just all talked about it. They were all women. And one of them's a nurse. We've been on the show. Everyone was so scared and so angry. And kept pointing out the hypocrisy. And we keep seeing it. Like, the Supreme Court keeps releasing these decisions. And I'm like, why?
Right.
Why are you doing this? And I think that night we watched a movie that was from the 70s, and I just had the thought of like, wow, at that time there was Roe v. Wade and there's not anymore.
Right. The backtracking and feeling like, well, that doesn't exist anymore, and that doesn't exist anymore. So, wow. And yeah, I think we're going to have to come back. The documentary that HBO has apparently has like almost 100% rating from Rotten Tomatoes, which is about the Janes, which has been mentioned before, part of our project. I have talked about it on other episodes. And it's quite funny because I'm like, as we're all discovering it, we're talking about it, and it was released. And of course, again, it was released pre-Roe versus Wade, which is actually how the Jane Collective members who had been arrested would have been charged up to 110 years in prison for aiding and abetting abortion. That's a whole different conversation we're going to have, because there are so many things happening with what we should do, how it should be done. And I do want to come back to another Monday mini of do's and don'ts, because I think there's a lot of misinformation and miscommunication happening out there that could be really dangerous, especially for our younger generation who are seeking access and the older generation who don't know how to provide. One of the big things, of course, quit offering private options. When it comes to abortions, we do have that pill, which we talked about previously, that is safe for abortion. Plan B is still out there. Apparently, if you go to Costco, you can get up to 2 per visit, and you don't have to have a membership, FYI. We have seen companies come out saying that we will provide for that. Of course, the other side of that is we shouldn't have to disclose that we need it as a way of getting that treatment. But, you know, I guess at least it's something. Of course, those are the same companies that are oftentimes donating to the anti-abortion and anti-choice people. So that hypocrisy should be called out as well. And yeah, we're looking at our own people when we say this, because we haven't heard anything on our end. Just saying. Mm-hmm. Talking about the fact Missouri has gone so right that even the people who made that law, I know one of the congresswomen who made that law was like, no, I didn't intend it for this. And we're like, bitch, you did this. And I said, I'm not going to delete it. I said it. Mm-hmm. And she did. And she was like kind of shocked. I didn't mean for that to happen. There's also the conversation that a lot of the doctors and healthcare providers are scared to know what to do. And a lot of people just say, just break the law. And I get it. But there's a lot of conversation of like, we don't have that choice. We don't have that understanding of what that truly looks like. Yes, I would say that would be amazing. But I also understand the stipulation behind that. Mm-hmm. There's so much. Again, kind of like we just said, had Roe versus Wade not gone through, the women of the Jane Collective that were arrested could have faced up to 110 years in prison.
Yeah.
And yeah, the penalties for a lot of the states are more for those who are having an abortion than, let's say, if the rape was a part of the narrative, than the rapist, if they're convicted at all.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just like, it's things that we talk about all the time on the show that we know to be true. And it still is like, it just, for me, it just feels like my stomach is in knots, my heart hurts. And I just want to like scream at like this.
Right.
This is injustice, but I know we're in the system where women, people who can get pregnant, are undervalued, are not, our rights are not important. And this was an outcome of that. And so me screaming at these people, they're just going to be like, whatever. Right. Mm-hmm.
I will say, when I found out, as I was reading what was happening and the overturning, of course, we've been waiting with bated breath, especially as they're slowly overturning everything that we've seen as of late. I did have therapy that day.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good day to have therapy.
Yeah.
Let's be real honest. Uh-huh. Trying to really hone in. There's a couple of things I do want to add, because I haven't even talked about how I feel. But one of the things that I've seen trending on Twitter and on social media, and it started with the conservatives saying, "We will adopt your baby," and having a picture of a couple, which are typically white people who are like, "We'll take your baby," which again is really hypocritical. I'm like, there's thousands of kids in the foster care system that you give no shits about and have literally strung to the side or flung to the side because you don't care about the foster care system. You don't care to disassemble the foster care system, which is not healthy for these kids or the trauma that they're going through. And you don't care in funding, you know, able to actually keep them at home because you're like, welfare is bad. Whatever. Okay.
Right.
I know that's a generalization, but just in my own facing as a worker of the foster care, child care system, this is what I've seen. And this is what I've witnessed. And I've even seen it within my own people, like meaning my family. Okay. Mm-hmm. However, I've seen that the left have come back in ridicule of that. Like, this, you know, we'll adopt your baby. As an adopted child, not the effect that you think it's giving. I have not really called anyone out yet because I have seen people that I've known do it as well, thinking they're being funny. I'm like,
yeah.
Remember how I said previously that adoption is not a solution to abortion? We all get that. We all understood that. Now doing this as a satire, not getting the solution you're doing, as well as the fact that the recent overturning of Native Indigenous laws that have been there to protect the individuality and the sanctity of Native lands and Native communities are being slowly overturned, including the Indian Child Welfare Act, possibly up for also being overturned. It's not as cute as you think. It's not funny, and it has a whole other implication for us who have been adopted or who have been in the system or have worked the system. It's not good. Stop. Can I just please request that? Stop. As a person of color, as a woman who has come on here often talking about children and working for childcare and child welfare, this is not a good thing. Abortion, whatever the reason is for it, is a personal decision. A fetus doesn't have rights. So this is not a fully formed person. I have had many of conversations. I understand loss when it comes to stillbirth, miscarriages. People feel loss, and that is something huge. And I get that. Even with people who have had abortions, they feel loss as well. And that's on them. However, trying to twist this into child murder is so wrong and so damaging and so gaslighting that it makes me want to vomit. Let's just be real honest. Like, this whole moment of what's happening is terrifying. It's terrifying because they are undoing the little rights that were already given to people who can be pregnant. But for so long, and still, people of color, indigenous people, black people, especially those who identify as women, who have uteruses, all of those, have been persecuted and have not had those same rights at all. The entire time Roe has existed, Roe versus Wade have existed and have been put in place, they still have not had that right. So you are even undermining even more and sending a death sentence. Not only that, but also putting them in a point of poverty that is going backwards, because we know how much it costs to get any kind of effective health care. They took part of that away with Hyde Amendment, which is still, I guess, that it's not necessary anymore since Roe v. Wade is taken off. I don't know.
Yeah.
There are so many things.
There are so many things. There are. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands. not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
I know we've talked about places in the world that are dealing with similar things, some with better outcomes than what's happening here. And I have been heartened by, there are people who have been doing and are doing an amazing work and are just pushing and pushing and pushing. And I'm grateful for that. And there were also a lot of protest in the wake of this. And you went to one, right, Samantha?
I did. I do want to put a caveat to that. I did go to one. There was a moment of like, okay, we need to go. Let's do this. I'm ready. But we have talked about several organizations on here that you need to be very, very suspicious of.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, one of the sponsors of that protest was one of the ones that I have called out before that go in and take away funds from state or local organizations, which is not great. So you need to look for that. Also use the term women in enslavement. Those are really big red flags.
Yeah.
Just an FYI. They actually said it while I was there and I was like, oh, this is happening. Okay. This is, again, one of those, like, there has to be a do or don't, because I didn't realize how bad it was. And I'm sitting there going, this is not good. This is probably not good. Because it's also, typically, it was said by a white woman, excluding the trauma of Black women, Black people in general. And so we have to be really, really cognizant of this. We have to remember, unlike the 1970s, and it should have been, because that's when it started, we have to be intersectional. This has to be intersectional, because what it comes down to is we didn't believe, and I say we, that the Black women who said previously, if all of us don't have rights, none of us will, and it's come to this point. It has come to this point. And that this, until we do, it's going to be dismantled to this point, and it has. I have a lot of thoughts, obviously, when it comes to intersectionality, especially with this movement, because this movement was started in part with Black creators and Black activists, and then they were pushed out. So we have to remember, without them, this is not going to work. And we really need to get to the point of understanding they are the ones who understand how to go about this and how to get change, because they are the one that's been fighting the hardest and the longest from jump.
Yep.
So beware. That's what I was saying.
Yes. No, that's great. That's an excellent point. And I know it's like I have friends who are in... gay relationships, have been married, and they're already like, it's sad.
Right.
It's sad.
Right.
Yeah.
The level of fear in general, the level of mourning that we are in, it's real. This is why we cried in 2016.
Yep.
And to all those who are like, oh, get over it. It's just what can happen.
Yeah.
literally the last week we've seen what could happen.
Mm-hmm.
I was supposed to try to put a positive spin on the protest, and I went all negative as I do. But it was, you're right. We came together, and there was a massive amount of us, and there's more this weekend who are actually led by Black women. Come, but make sure you're supporting and not taking over. I love that, and I'm going to try to go to that one.
Yes.
But it was amazing to see. I did love us coming together. It's also the green wave, which happened in Argentina, has obviously moved its way all over the world, including the U.S. That was kind of what happened when we were protesting on Friday, that many people came out in green, ready to go. They didn't acknowledge where the green came from, which I was a little upset by, but we do want to acknowledge that it was the 2018 Argentinian wave movement. And it was exciting to see. It was exciting to see the amount of people coming out, the amount of people really cheering this on, really having this loud conversation all over the country. It was happening. There are so many things that I hope that it does keep going, but we have to make this where it's forceful, that action has taken place. We're looking at Argentina, and we're looking at Mexico and like Ireland to see how they have been able to push forward and hope that we can get back there again. I guess we're looking back into the 1970s when it happened and hoping that we can get back to that place and understanding that and dismantling the system that is not working, that has been set up to take away from what was supposed to be democracy. It's not working.
Right.
If it can be this easy to just go ahead and throw away what was supposed to be solidified so many years ago through all of this, and then having 9 people who are not voted in to make decisions with impunity, without recourse, it feels this is not democracy. It doesn't feel right, obviously. There's a lot to be said about what needs to happen. I am not a specialist. I would love to have a law specialist come through and talk to us what needs to happen, how this can happen, because there's so many things that are being floated out and spoken out, but the technicality of it all is a lot more difficult now today than it should be. But yeah, it was really good to see the amount of people coming together and trying to chant this through and really hope that we can be heard. But yeah. And we'll keep doing it because that's the very little that I know to do right now. Outside of, you know, helping organizations.
Yes. Yeah. And it has been rewarding to see, I don't know, like to commiserate with my friends and to see how many people agree. Like, it sucks that what we're talking about is this terrible thing. But it's comforting. And I know we recently had an episode with Bridget where we talked about like the majority don't want this overturned. And that's not nothing.
Right.
Yeah. And yeah, we are going to keep talking about this, I'm sure. In the meantime, listeners, if you would like to reach out with how you are feeling or how you dealt with it, our resources we should shout out, anything like that. If you are the legal person we need to bring in, let us know.
Come on.
Yes. You can email us at stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram @StuffMomNeverToldYou. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina.
I mean, seriously, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. And thanks to you for listening. Stuff Mom Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.